asking people shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck down here. I don't know if y'all know, it was a pandemic last year. Y'all ain't give a fuck. We was looking in Florida like, them niggas is free down there. We got to get down to Florida.
Everybody at top got this shit. I know they do. That's why they don't want to be down here with y'all. They like, we straight. Look at the white people who invented it. Yep, y'all did.
Shit, them the white people that came to determine if we getting the Illuminati or not. That's why y'all sitting in, I don't know if I like them that much.
Bro, y'all know us?
Unfold your legs, white man. What
y'all know us?
You?
Y'all leave them alone. Because after this show, they might come up and say, hey, guys, HBO wants to work with you.
Man, I might give a fuck. How y'all know us? Why y'all sitting front row? I'm watching y'all.
They probably own the building. We're the Vice Stars. Yeah, we're the Vice Star family. Yeah,
my grandfather owns this property.
We're the Vice Star family. We just came to see what you guys were doing tonight.
I thought our white friend was going to ask me questions. So what you do? What you do?
Do construction.
Y'all do construction? That ain't that specific. Fuck wrong. For who? For who?
All types.
Oh, for all types. I've been trying to figure out how you know us niggas.
You laugh too hard at that white man. Oh, I was waiting on it. God, oh, finally I get to let it out. Jesus.
How do they know us?
I don't know. I'm scared now. Fuck that bullshit.
Huh?
They sit in front row too.
You watch us? You been watching us forever?
How long, nigga? You talking about saying forever, nigga? How long we been doing this shit? Fuck you talking about? Talking about forever, boy? You gotta be fucked up, boy. Beat your ass.
Yeah, that did sound like
I'm
the
pissed off
shit.
Now. They got me fucked up. Nigga, who are you? You wanna look at me? I'm gonna look at you. There's too much shit going on. I got to make it home to my kids.
Who is that?
Hey, I see a few of y'all have not subscribed to Channel 85. I don't know what it is. So look, you need to get the promo code. Listen, the promo code. To get 10% off for the whole year, it's trial. So go sign up, Channel 85, and when they ask for the promo code, type in trial, you can get 10% off for the whole year. It's exclusive content, behind the scenes content, you get to watch the podcast early, you get to see clips and outtakes and compilations and things that you don't even know that we over here doing. Did you know I have a cooking show? Huh? Did you know I have an art show where we just do black people art like Bob Ross? I ain't dropped it yet, but I got one. Yeah, and I got another show that I'm gonna put the 85%ers in. I'm gonna just come over y'all house and just eat dinner. Yeah, if your house is nice and you want us to come over there and eat with y'all, send the info. You could get in one of these shows. But it's very low budget, damn near free, especially if I'm producing it. So we paying in exposure first. But I'm saying, use the promo code TRIAL. I get with you. That's my new thing, turning my back on people.
Wait a minute, I got some breaking news, man.
Brian,
I don't know,
what
I don't
you
know
got?
Everybody in here today.
Come on.
What you been doing. I don't know if you heard something or you
Come
said
on.
Something. I don't know what you been into or what you about to do. But we trapping for real today in here.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Because we got living legends in here with us.
Come on, man.
You know, some people like to have a little talk. But no, today we having a little chat.
You come mean? On, man. We got the chat.
Hey, hey,
come
on. Hey, man, welcome to the trap.
Welcome to the trap.
One of the hardest rapping ladies to ever pick up a microphone to get in the booth.
Attack every beat.
I'm talking about on every
their ass
verse
from
hard.
From the jump.
Somebody getting their ass whooped. Me mugging all in the video.
I ain't never supposed to put it on the track.
The only person I ever seen talk shit back to Project Pat.
Come on, man.
Man, told niggas to lick the cat.
Come on, man. One of the hardest from the mafia. One of the official queens of Southern hip hop.
Come on.
LeChat.
LeChat. Let's go. No, the fuckers who's really from down south, no.
Come on,
your name supposed to come up every time they bring up rap. It ain't just about no fucking male or female. You always had a hard-ass verse. And like he said, niggas would sit there and listen to your whole album because it wasn't like you sitting here listening to girl music. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I make nigga bitch music.
Oh, shit.
You make what now?
Nigga bitch music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
That's what you call it.
Because the real nigga gonna feel it. The real bitch is gonna feel it. You get both sides of the perspective.
Yeah.
Because you gotta look, yeah, I see it.
That's what it's called.
I see it.
You got rap, you got hip hop, and you got nigga bitch music.
And you the queen of that genre. Who else fucking with you? First of all, I didn't even know that was a genre to right now.
I didn't either. I thought it was just country rap tunes. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was just
everything come out of some country rap tunes.
Yeah, that's Chatmates.
Yeah. So first of all, welcome to the trap.
Thank y'all, baby.
You've been doing your thing.
Thank you so much.
We say every time somebody come here, we don't interview nobody. We just want them to come through the trap so we can tell them personally that we fuck with them. Show some love while people can hear you say it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? We fuck with y'all too, though. Well,
come on,
that's what's up.
Find the funny stuff coming, y'all. We talking about coming up. Y'all came up.
Come on, now.
It's a trap. We up. It's a trap. We up. We got, hey.
It's a trap. Nah, but you real as hell, because when we came to Memphis, you hit me and you said you was coming to the show. And we damn sure appreciate that, because, you know, I've been a fan since way back when you was rapping with Tommy Wright. All of that shit, so.
Well, you know, really, I started with Triple Six, like, 94.
Right.
And then, like, we did the Juicy J Underground. I could have been, like, 13, 14.
For real?
Way back then. Then, you know, we did Mr. Styles. And then, you know, the Dibble Dabble with the Tommy Wright and all that came out. I've been around, you know.
That shit crazy because I don't think motherfuckers know how far ahead in the future Memphis motherfuckers was. You said 94.
94.
And the beats and the flows sound like you can what listen to doing now.
Most of these songs, and they sound like they came out today.
Yesterday.
94 was like Mr. Styles, but it could have been like my 92, 91 when me and Juice first linked. I was like 13, 14 years old.
What was that like? What was the, just that...
Yeah. Well, I knew the cat named Lil Nord. Shout out Lil Nord. He was already working with Juicy. And we was going to East Summer School. Badass, you know, failing and shit. We went to summer school. He was already bumping. I used to say, man, I can rap. You know, man, he can't rap. You know what I'm saying? We rapped against each other. I bumped him. We did a little talent show. He came first because he was already known. They cheated me. Right. Y'all cheated me. They cheated me. Right. I came second.
Right.
And he was like, man, I'm going to get Juicy your number. I was like, I ain't going to get Juicy my number. He ended up giving Juicy my number. And I get a call one day like, hello? Hey, it's Juicy. Juicy, I heard you can rap. I heard you can rap. I'm like, yeah, I can rap. He like, spit something for me. I'm like, my mom home? He like, I thought you want to rap. I'm like, I do want to rap. He was like, spit something. I'm like, my mama. He said, man, I thought you want to rap. He hung up. I said, man, mom, why you had to be at home right now, mom?
You couldn't spit that shit in front of your mama. Not that shit you be spit.
No, the one time I ain't want mama to be at home.
Damn.
All that time that she be gone, I be like, mom, come on. Man, mom, why you had to be at home? So anyway, he called back, though, 2 hours later. He like, yeah, what's up? How you doing? This is Jordan. Like, Jordan? Different business, Juicy Jordan. Yeah, this Jordan, I heard you can rap. I'm like, yeah, I can rap. You're like, let me hear something. This time, I went down to the end of the driveway, outside, end of the driveway.
Corners on the corners, mom.
Mine. And I rapped my ass off. I rapped like shit. He was like, damn, I don't know if he typing here, bubblegum, 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 I don't know what he typing here. He got there and nigga, what the fuck you say? I'ma put your fucking head up, I'm gonna down here to trick dick your bitch. He like, woo, wait a minute. And then shit, he said, I wanna get you on something. The next day, he pulled up with the little tape recorder, you know, you can record and play, and you come with the microphone back in the days, you know, back in the 90s, you know,
you
record and play, you take the microphone, and then you get the other person headphones, and then you record. That's how he recorded us. And it came out. And from that point on, you know, the world knew, checking out.
Ain't stopped since.
And I ain't stopped ever since.
Damn.
Shout out Juicy for that.
Making plays, man. You gotta start somewhere.
That's crazy. You had to rap on the cordless phone out in the yard. You got as far as you could get with the signal.
Ooh. I got so far. I won't miss that chance, though.
So what is your journey just been like through this whole music journey, like, man, the whole industry?
You know, it's been amazing.
Go from that to, you know.
It's been amazing. You know, I was 13, 14 years old. Now I'm happily 43.
Yeah.
You know,
come on.
I'm still making money off of it, you know. I'm still relevant. I'm still, people, you know, still loving it. And that makes me feel good. And I'm glad that it makes me proud to see that Juicy, you know, saw me and put me out here. That means he did something right, you know. He saw it.
Yeah. I want to ask you, have any, like, the new generation rappers reached out to you for a verse or any type of shit like that?
Well, not really, but, you know, they show me homage. You know, I like...
They be sampling, right?
What it is, yeah, they be stealing. That's what they be doing. Okay, they don't be sampling nothing. They be stealing their ass off.
Pay the chat her goddamn money, man. Hey, man. No, call her goddamn phone. You gonna steal it?
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Don't do that, dog.
Features on that.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, right. They be stealing their ass on there. They got my voice. They do all that, but they ain't reached out to me. But you know, I'm in my own little world too, so maybe I'll probably come where they at or something. They might, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm in my own little world.
Yeah. She allowed rap some of y'all too, so get your shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Tell us about your experience in Memphis and how that shaped your music.
Oh, man, Memphis is Memphis, man. There's no other city like it, you know.
For
everybody
real.
Got their own thing that going on. It ain't, people always talk about the crime. It ain't just about the crime, it's the people, you know. Like I say, we some hating motherfuckers, but we some money getting motherfuckers. Loving, man, smart, ride or die. The streets go teach you. Living in Memphis is learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you live in Memphis, you gotta learn some shit. It's like a living experience.
Yeah.
That's what I think about Memphis.
Damn.
You living in Memphis is learning.
It's that's
hating,
so close
but
to where I'm from.
Money getting motherfuckers. Hating but hustling.
Shit.
God, damn.
Mm-hmm. That's where all the hate at, where they get some money. Money bring hate.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, it can turn motherfuckers to a hater.
Niggas
who
like
wanted
it's
to
so
see you get
that.
It, but then when you get it.
Right.
It's all
they don't
to,
want you to get it though, too. So
it's all hatred to, like, niggas don't even just hate for no, they just hate for no reason. They don't give them a purpose. They just want to get you out the way. They don't give a fuck if they got to do life behind it. They don't give a fuck what will come behind as long as you gone. That's how mentality in Memphis get, like.
That sounds like some evil shit.
Right. Deadly, evil, crazy ass shit. But you got to be from there to survive it. But once you be from there, it's no other place that you really want to be.
Yeah.
If you with this shit, you know, you got some people that be like, fuck Memphis, but then you got some people that be like, man, I wish a motherfucker would play with me
right,
in Memphis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all better not fuck with me in Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. That shit seem to be everywhere, man. You just gotta stick and move, man.
Yeah.
And keep
but you got, y'all got to, y'all like, yeah. Y'all like some legends, you know what I'm saying? Like, even in other cities. So I can imagine how Memphis got them.
Yeah, we be like, you know, we rap, that we be having conversations on the beat. So, you know, that's pretty much what we be doing. We be talking to y'all, you know, telling y'all what our life like, what we going through, what our nigga just did, what we just saw. You know, that's how we be doing.
Yeah.
People always ask, like, rappers, like, who was some of your influences?
My favorite rapper is MC Light.
Talk
MC Light. I love me some MC Light. When I was going to school, I portrayed her in a talent show. I am the light, 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 that's all right. You know what I'm saying? You know? I
We're
love
crazy.
MC Light because, you know, for one, just like me, y'all see, I'm a little feminine now, you know. New hard ass shit, this is the hardest
right.
motherfucker. But when she came in the game, man, she had the thuggish clothes, you know, she wasn't about trying to show no ass, no body. Didn't give a fuck what you thought she looked like, smell like, none of that. But you had to respect them lyrics,
right.
though.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. I love women that come and earn that respect. Don't cheat yourself and get respected. Don't go fucking suck and show your butt, you know what I'm saying?
Come
like.
On.
Earn your respect, and as a young
that was a whole goddamn bar, man. just out the blue.
So as a young girl, me, and that was weird because think about it, MC Light was popping a long time ago. So I was a young girl, I was like in, I know junior high, seventh grade, imitating her.
Yeah.
So for me to be that young and just focus in on her, she been my favorite.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah. She cold, too.
Yeah.
She cold as fuck.
Shout but out you said MC that one that earned their goddamn respect.
Earned like
you,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Earned it. So they already know, you know.
And it showed.
When I come to the club, man, I got all the homies and all the hood homegirls and all that. They already know. Chad ain't gonna shake nothing, man. This suits right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even get disrespected at shows. Like, I don't have to worry about no nigga touching me or
putting on me because they
already know. Man, this ain't what we doing.
Right.
We ain't doing it.
Right.
You know, so it's just all about respect. And just by people listening to my music and just seeing me as a person, I earn my respect, you know.
Then you got these goals in there.
Yeah.
Fuck with them, man.
Most of the goons be the motherfuckers that I don't know. They be ready to chat up with motherfuckers, but not fuck with you over here. I'm telling you, my nigga, you better not fuck with her up over here.
Now that's real love. When you go to another city
and a nigga tell you that shit, when a nigga starts doing you, man, who is this nigga, man? This nigga came over here.
Hey, man, I'm about to take that ball with you. Man. I put that on me.
Hey, nigga, get back. No, that nigga with me, man. Let that nigga
go, man. It's crazy, like, we
that crazy nigga boy. Nigga, better not fuck with you.
It's crazy, like, I do shows, and we do them shows, boy, and they just think they just had to fight. Look, we not, like, I just come to see a fight. A fight just had to break out. I remember I was walking through the club one time, and a nigga walked right till I got next to him, and just fired on the nigga next to him. Knocked him out. Oh, Lord.
For you.
Not for me to see.
That nigga looked back at you like.
I seen a nigga jump in another nigga fight.
That nigga took his shirt off and said, knocked me a nigga ass out. Then he stuck his fist out and just ran in the crowd.
Damn.
I didn't give a fuck who he hit. But your music did kind of, you know, that. How was that?
That like, shit your music just charged up, man.
That's what I'm saying. Get somebody that amped up to where they want to square up.
They was going
to
do that shit anyway.
That's why I wasn't mad at them. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit.
It's like, man, you know, I go to the club and end up coming up with a song. You know, I walk through, that's just how the atmosphere be.
Yeah.
Walk through the club, you know, be like, there go Jack. Next thing I know, I fall up in the club, man. I wake you hoes whisper. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I make you hoes whisper. Like, a gutter bitch, I'm with this shit. I'm letting that thing ripple. Come on, talking about. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how me it is. You know, you fall out somewhere, man. You end up with a whole rap.
How you get the name Lil Chet?
My real name is Chastity, and I was calling myself. Optimo at first.
Optimo, the blunt?
Like the blunt.
Okay.
And then I started calling myself Cha-Cha. And then I just came up with Lil Chet. But it was so many Lil Everybody's with the L-I-L. So I just changed it. L-A is pronounced the same, but spelled different.
Yeah.
And I just wrote with it.
It was too many Lil's back then.
Yeah.
It's even more Lil's. it's extra. Lil, however many Lil's it was back then, but it's about times 400 more Lil's.
Man, this at a time where every Memphis rapper was Lil somebody, though.
That's what I'm saying. You simple.
For real. I ain't think about that. It's all this. Yeah. A lot of Lil everybody.
Everybody Lil. Nigga 6'8". I'm a little big, tall. Nigga, what?
Look at you. And all the old niggas, young.
Man. Young Ho, if you heard Jay-Z, what? You ain't Young Ho no more.
You know you done got old in the rap game where you could just drop the first part of your name.
Damn.
Fuck it. I don't know why they put an age limit on rappers, though.
It shouldn't be. They don't do it to nobody else.
It's more old niggas than young niggas.
For real.
It's rock stars still out there. Motherfucker 80 years old.
With leather pants on and shaved skin.
But see, some
you gotta do this when you should do in your 40s. But go see, play one more. My grandson's here.
But see, some of these old niggas is old, still yeah. trying to be young. Yeah. They got to at least still know how to be old.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
These niggas going, don't come out here acting like granddaddy.
Nah,
you
you
still
can't.
Thinking you the same daddy. Now you have to add grand to this now. You ain't daddy no more, you granddaddy now. You know
right, right. You gotta acknowledge that shit. We seen your wrinkle, nigga.
Hey, for real.
We seen it. We seen
it. Rock. What you call Frankie Beverly and them? Oh, he's still rocking. Right.
As long as goddamn they doing that cruise with Tom Joyner, they always gonna have a job.
For real.
That damn boat better not leave without Frankie Beverly and Mae.
And then Frankie didn't make the ship, man.
The fuck you the motherfucking line. Drop the anchor. Drop the motherfucking anchor. Ain't no cruise without Frankie Beverly and Mays. Give a fuck if Frankie Beverly's here. Where's Mays? Somebody get Roger on the phone.
Fuck.
Shit.
Damn.
Here you talking about, man. It's just. Welcome back to the 85 South
Show. Let's go.
I don't know if you've been paying attention. But we were in consideration for winning a daytime Emmy.
Yeah?
No, I'm just speaking shit into existence.
Okay, but that's what we're doing.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't make it today.
I don't know why they have the meeting where they talk about it.
I was about to
somebody
go put
said
that on my
something
shit.
About it in the room, so that kind of count, don't it?
Just say it every now and then.
Nigga,
daytime
we this
Emmy.
Close to winning a Grammy.
No, I promise you, next album I drop, I'm getting the Grammy. Comedy album. It ain't no rapping, though. I ain't even going to be in the news. That shit, hold on. I need a little chat intro.
Nah, she gonna be roasting album. Your ass.
Oh, no, I'm not. Because I heard how she did Pat on Chicken Head.
Hey, to see you in the club. You mobbing with her. I'm not gonna let her ride the beat on me like that, bro.
It wouldn't be like, shit if we didn't talk about that legendary verse, man. You
come
flipped
on, man.
The whole script on that one. It stole the show.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. You know how motherfuckers always talk about top five shit. That's one of the top five back and forth rap songs ever, period. I'm not even talking about like man and woman, just like when niggas is going like bars for bars. Like, that's in there.
You
that's
really
top
represented
five.
On that one.
Well, thank y'all. We didn't even expect to be big. Y'all know I'm drinking, so I'm be sweating.
That's all right.
It ain't hot here.
Do your thing.
It ain't hot here.
My chat brought me this tequila right here.
It ain't hot here.
She brought me this tequila. Disbelief.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Disbelief Tequila, man. It's based out of these guys from Tennessee. You got
Tennessee, man.
Yeah, Mr. Beans. You got Big Phil. Man, they like black owned. Distributed.
We gotta get them
good.
Up here. They gotta go check this out.
Yeah.
We
good.
Gotta talk to them.
They got white and brown. They want me to present you with the ball.
Come on, we need it. So black it people selling liquor. We drink it. We making everybody rich.
We only selling liquor to people who drink liquor though. We not trying to get nobody started drinking.
I don't want nobody new.
The target market is people who already been drinking.
Don't. Yeah.
This ain't for no kids. This ain't for nobody who got them stressed. This is for people who already drink.
Drunk.
Drunks. Motherfuckers who drink tequila in the sun. Good 10 o'clock in the morning,
no,
you already breakfast drunk. That's a real drinking problem when you start laying when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Nigga like, I'm breakfast drunk.
Nigga drunk
nigga,
again.
Nigga, we day drunk.
Right.
Now we just drunk.
Drunk again,
so
by
did y'all see where I started to slob on my cat challenge?
Oh, my Lord.
One day, yeah.
See, you gonna have people on there.
Okay.
People take
day,
shit too
day,
literally.
We already went viral with it. We went so viral to the point that, I went back and dropped the whole video 20 years later. It's on WorldStar right now.
So you just dropped the video for
it? Yeah, it was shot by this guy called Rock Diesel. I got some beautiful ladies in it. Shout out Catrice. Shout out my other girl Jay. You know, shout out Rock Diesel for doing this thing. It's on WorldStar on YouTube. Slob on my cat video, but it came from this, right? I did a show in Mississippi. Mississippi always send me out.
Come on.
I come back to the house.
Let's go.
I'm lit. I'm just like, I'm sitting around, the nigga sleep, you know, I ain't got shit to do now. Like, fuck, I came home from the show too late. So now it's time for me to figure out what I'm gonna do. I said, I'm gonna do me slime on my cat chain. I done went in the bathroom, then hit this TikTok shit. Like, I'm gonna give me some TikTok money, you know? Because I be getting them. Y'all get them checks from Facebook and Instagram and shit, you know?
Yeah, I might figure it out.
I'm learning. Yeah. You really can get paid off this shit. I'm like, okay.
No. So
I done hit the little slime on my cat, boy. I'm in there. I'm shaking and dancing and doing everything. Of course, we knew I had to be drunk because I was loaded, the bitch. Them folks like, OMG, no chat ain't on here trying to twerk and doing this, that. Man, after that, I had so many ladies coming with the slob on my cat challenge, man. I'm talking about, man, day after day after day after day after day. Then people started booking me shows where in the club they were doing slob on my cat challenge where the ladies, you know, do the little shaky, shaky. So I said, man, fuck that shit. I had to, really, I was trying to steal my song back because, like I said,
you had to steal your song back.
Yeah, they were using my vocals and putting it in there without, you know, hollering at me like I'm dead. You know, I'm still alive.
Nah,
like,
don't do it. That's
that bullshit, man.
Yeah, man. Because if they would do somebody else's music, they gonna have to pay them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why we do us. I don't know. That shit crazy.
I guess because they feel like, man, you know, I'm a hood bitch. I ain't gonna sue them. But really, you know, I had bad experience with someone, and then I'd have been through so much court ass shit. I ain't gonna sue you. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna sue your ass. I don't give a damn. Fuck the courts, all it. I just got blessed dealing with court.
Right.
But, when I got lawyers long, long time ago, when it was time to separate from Paul and Juicy, you know, me not knowing that the lawyer gonna tell me, stay away from them. They can't talk to you. You can't talk to them. Pretty much get in protective custody. If they call you, let me know. I'm a bone rusher. Woo-woo-woo. I ain't knowing none of this. I think I'm doing the right shit. Man, all the time, man, the lawyer, you know, really separated me from my family, you know, so.
Damn.
I ain't gonna sue you. I ain't gonna get a lawyer list. I gotta get somebody out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get on your ass, though. I'm gonna come hit you. And I bet you, that's for sure.
You got to. That's what that internet is notorious for. They'll steal some content.
Man.
Please shout me out. You know, I'd be like, just shout me out then, you know.
I'm about to do that shit. I'm about to steal some of my content back. Like, you know, these people take this show, then make a reaction video of them watching the show.
They watch.
So I'm going to make a reaction video of to me reacting to their reaction. Watching.
Like, nigga, did you not hear that?
Right.
What are you doing? These ain't even good reactions. I can't even see your face as a shadow. Like, who lit this for you?
That shit hilarious.
I'm doing it.
Might as well.
These motherfuckers keep making all these fucking greatest moments, 85 South. Guess what? I'm stealing that shit and I'm uploading it on my YouTube.
Greatest moments, like the 10. We're still alive, nigga.
All the time editing that shit.
How you going greatest moments, niggas? We still alive.
Then it's insulting because the shit don't even get no views.
Don't nobody want to see it the way they made it.
Man.
Stop stealing that shit. You want to see your shit back.
Yeah, I had to steal it back. I had to go
back. I'm with that.
Project Pat shit, cause you know Pat ain't going back, go lay it down, he gonna lay the smack down, so I had to turn the Project Pat and go steal my shit back.
Yeah.
Made a whole video of twerking, that's how I came back.
Turn that shit up.
A little talking about being Project Pat, but made a whole video of twerking.
we gonna bring this shit back once this shit come out. Slob on my cat challenge.
Yeah, it's on World Star, the video.
Send us video.
Shout out Rock D's, we filmed it. You know, I got a little lingerie, you know.
No!
A little bit doing the chicken head. Now, that would have me sitting down, I would have been dancing my ass off there, but.
Bro, what if your girl came in the bedroom with some lingerie on doing the chicken head? My girl, what the fuck is you doing? She doing it hard, too. You ain't got no choice but to say, I like the way you do that right there.
Give me what you got for a poke chop. That nigga say that, bro.
He said that. That nigga said his name was Ching-a-ling.
Who the fuck called him that? Hey, Ching-a-ling!
Nobody said that.
Damn.
Rap is funny as hell, man, because they'll sell, hear that clip and get mad in the motherfucker.
And now we go.
Next thing you know, nigga, get coffee, Chick-a-Lick. Everything ain't a joke. You can't say shit no more. Especially Soulja Boy.
What?
Oh, Lord.
Don't let Soulja Boy in that shit. Oh, man.
He'll I think this is the first interview I did where I'm able to wipe my sweat, so I like this shit.
No, you can do this
and
shit.
And I'm saying, like, we're gonna cut it, let you get in there.
We're gonna cut for what?
This is real.
This shit is y'all don't cut like, nothing.
This is
real.
This is the perfect atmosphere.
This shit don't cut nothing.
This is raw. This shit gonna I go straight to the yard. Street.
I know he ain't cutting his grass.
Somebody cutting it.
You don't cut shit.
Your ass off before you tell somebody to stop.
This is the 85 South Show. 87% of the people that who watch this show is smoking in the bed right now.
In the bed.
The birthday sheets up
repeatedly. Oh, shit. Where the ashtray at?
Nigga, the ashtray under the cover.
They've been watching up to this point. They about to roll up again. Hell yeah.
Oh, that shit. You know, crazy.
Oh, man.
But I have dropped the album called Drama Queen. I dropped it last year.
Why you ain't tell me?
I forgot about the motherfucker myself. I've been on my I've been having a ball.
Is there what?
Yeah, it's out everywhere. You can download it.
Download the album.
I got my brother Project Pat on there.
Project Pat on there.
Come on, let's go.
Gangsta Boo on there.
Yeah. Crazy Boy on there.
Who?
Crazy Boy.
Crazy Boy on there.
Let's go.
I got Mr. Warm Fiend on there.
Fiend on that beat.
Come on. All
right, you know. I got Fiend on there. See, I'm the type of person like, I don't go off, you know, the clout or what your numbers is, whatever. I always think of who I can make a good song with, you know. They might say, oh, man, dude over there hot. I'm like, yeah, he is. Then I get to think, but what kind of song can I make for him? You know, right. Like, features gotta count. Mm. Like, don't, what if you get a song with West Column and then the song whack as fuck?
No, but see,
it's
what,
a waste of-
see, that's why you come in there. It don't matter what the song is, just do that little chat shit.
But I gotta know that they gonna be able to.
Fuck them. You already said the song wasn't shit. Don't let nobody fuck up your part. We'll skip their part to get to your part.
Okay.
I would love to see a little chat on the song with Bruno Mars. This nigga singing about her.
And then she just come out, pussy! You need to lead it. Man, that shit will be so goddamn hard. Don't never change your style. I don't give a fuck what the song is.
R&B, I want you mugged up, gold grill, dog, everything. Keep that shit just like you had it.
Hey.
Too Short ain't changed his rap style yet.
Mine.
Not at all.
296,000 songs.
Not at all. Bruno Mars, man, get this in the chat.
Bruno Mars in the chat would go hard as fuck.
That shit would be banging.
What's that shit? Soul Sonic. Silk Sonic.
Silk Sonic, yep.
Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Lil Chat, Will I Am, and Project Pat.
Damn. There I go.
Why y'all don't think?
Bro, see, I'll put Lil Chat on the song with anybody. Think of somebody crazy.
You thinking outside the box, and I like it.
I put her on one of them DJ Khaled tracks with fucking Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Kesha.
What?
Who gon' and Kesha? It will work. She gon' it's gonna work. It's gonna work or whatever you put it on.
Beanie Siegel.
Shout out to Beanie.
Lil Chat.
Okay.
And Jack Thriller.
What the fuck is Jack gonna do?
He gonna say something in the beginning. In the beginning,
what the fuck is Jack gonna do?
I just saw him
you
over there.
You gonna have him singing?
I just saw him over there, man.
But you gonna have him. He just talking?
You know what you're talking about.
Alright.
I'll give one track.
He can talk in the beginning. Y'all had some good skits, too. Like, it was always some goddamn good skits.
I put
skits
Lil Chat,
shit.
Lil Baby, Lil Dirt.
Every little ever. I want every little. It's going. This song gonna be called Every Little.
Every
it's
little.
It's gonna be Every Little.
Every Little Chat.
Ever.
Come on.
Every Little Ever.
Beanie Man. SZA. Lil Chat and Adele.
That's through the roof. Let's do the roof.
Come on, man.
Let's do the roof.
You, who would come you want to do a song with?
Man, I would actually want to do a song with DJ Pop, Juicy J, Project Pat, Gangsta Boo,
ooh.
Crunchy Black, Lil White,
ooh.
C to C,
ooh, everybody.
All on one track.
Come on.
2022.
Put that shit
we
together.
We need a posse cut.
That's what I want to do a song
a posse
with.
Cut.
Yeah. Well, they don't do them no more. Remember they used to do them shits and them shits would go.
I used to love the way they used to talk shit before the song started. Yeah, you fucking punk. I'm finna take your beat and go nationwide with it, bitch. Don't never bite the dick that feed
you. Don't ask me why I'm laying on the couch. Cause niggas been asleep on 85 South Show the whole time. Cat, what's the app?
Channel
85?
Yep, just how they did it. Y'all on my channel
85. Oh, bro. So we got a whole streaming service.
Yes, sir.
I've been telling people it's an app.
Streaming service?
No, it's a streaming service. That's how you can go and get all the exclusive content. You can watch the car show. Like, we got a whole lot of shows we've been working on. People don't know. That's why I want to, they don't never see me lay on this couch. But once I found out they would sleep on 85 South Show, I'm gonna start sleeping. I'm literally gonna start sleeping on 85 South Show. Cause that's what they've been doing. Bro, we got a whole streaming service with content they never seen before. Live shows, when the live shows gonna be on YouTube. They gonna be on the streaming joint. We done put all the, no, go download the app, streaming service app. It do look like a movie, Channel 85. When y'all go, no, go get the, all right, man. It's Channel 85. They sleep on 85 South Shoulder. This couch comfortable as hell, but it's nasty. I feel like this is a real trap couch. When they can go get it?
Now.
Right now.
Right now on Apple and Android and web.
You don't have the promo code. It ain't one. That's how new it is. It's out right now. If you still watching this and you don't have the app, it's on everything, bro. It's on every app store. Apple TV, Android. I don't know what they use, Google Play. It's on Google Play. It's on Google Play. It's on the Apple Store. It's on Roku. You should just search it and see what it come up on. I'm going to sleep though. They sleep. They sleep, bro. Joe, what you got to say? Man, we gotta make a little button where you can just hear Joe laugh over and over again. That'll be hard. Whatever, man. Get the stream. Go stream this shit. If you wanna see the shit you ain't see. Good night, man.
Y'all already know Pat gonna come in and kill it.
Yeah.
Pat's the most coolest, gangsterest nigga you ever wanna meet.
You got like.
Like, he don't make that shit up. He ain't pretending.
Project
he's so
Pat
smooth.
Is one of my favorite rappers of all time.
How was that?
I would choose to listen to this nigga music over anybody's shit.
Me and Pat, we had our own kind of bond. We the type that, you know, while everybody doing them, we sitting back like, look, chat, look. You know, we like, you know. Man, Pat cool. Pat so cool. Yeah, the session was fine. He like, Chad, you know, I want you to roast me. I'ma roast you. Like, man, just talk bad. Like, man, I got this song called Chickenhead. Like, Chickenhead. You know, like, okay, so when the beat came out, I dropped mine first. He came back in like, yeah, you killed this joint. Did you know, too? Think about it. I never seen Pat write before. Sometimes be like, that shit so hard to hear. Like, that shit, like, man, he come out of nowhere. Like, you go in, everybody writing the shit, Pat like a ghost. He gonna disappear. Now I leave the building. Go in, you ain't heard. Man,
and he's
come just out. Like, man, he ain't write that, fool. Fool, yeah, he like, man, yes, I did. I'm talking about killing it. Killing it.
So Project Pat just, while you writing, while everybody else writing, right, that nigga gone, and he just come out and he say what wind up on the record.
Man, he ain't looking like he been even say this shit. So that's why we like, where did shit come from? You just there looking normal. And then we got a whole gorilla on the track right here.
That's the type of shit you love to hear right there.
That like, shit called.
Where does shit come from?
Cause we don't get these stories, especially from goddamn the southern rap artists that goddamn, yeah.
No, I say especially the folks, man, we some different artists, man. It'll never be another DJ Paul. It'll never be another Juicy J. It'll never be another Lord Infamous. It'll never be another Coosa nigga. Never be another Gangsta Boo. Never be another Project Pat. Never be another Lil Chat.
Right.
Never be another C to Six, Lil White, Praise Your Boy.
Crunchy
never
Black.
Crunchy Black.
Yeah. Crunchy Black. I can't wait for this nigga to come
up. Did I not say his name when I said he need to be on the song?
Yeah.
Because he for sure need to be on the song.
Yeah.
Man, Crunchy Black.
Crunchy been like, the same way since 1990.
It's like that. It don't matter if that nigga come on the song and say two bars. It's like, you know that nigga was there though.
Yeah. Crunchy will never change. I don't care. Now, he one of the ones that can go for the young niggas.
Yeah.
He ain't changed. He ain't gonna get old. He gonna be the same Crunchy Black that y'all met back into the club in 2045, goddamn.
Right. Hey man, hey, go get a club on Crunchy.
No, fuck that.
Leave the club. Hey, nah. I told you, you can't keep coming in here. Motherfucker, Joe. <God. laughs> Keep coming in here.
We was at the club one time, and these people was getting us drunk as hell, drunk as fuck. This was a learning lesson too. And then Paul like, wait a minute. Everybody put your drink down. These motherfuckers ain't paid us. We like, where our motherfucking money at? The dude like, Paul down like, hey, tear this motherfucking club up. Oh, they tearing the club up.
That's where the song came from?
Some nigga come and holler, bro, you straight, Crunch holler. No, he ain't straight, nigga, no way. Boy, dude got to say, we gonna sue y'all ass. Paul said, oh. Come on, y'all, time to go. Man, we had to run up out the club. Juice had to pull pistols in some more, man. Shit was wild as hell. But that's when I learned that you get your money before you go in the club.
You got to.
You pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Pay me.
I have
my money
my
don't
part.
Depend on whether you just sold them tickets. You better have my money part, nigga, to NBA.
Because it made us look like the bad guys. Mm-hmm. We was there. It's hard to say we didn't get our money because we was there.
Right.
That was a lot of
we need the money when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get out the car and shit.
Yeah.
Even because we artists, we don't need to be worried about getting paid.
Boy, them folks told that club
that's
up.
Worse.
Give me my money. It's my money, and I want it now.
They told us a bad power and wrote them a check and just sent it to them on GP.
Yeah, too. They had to turn their club to a laundromat after that.
Oh, man.
Crazy. So, you know, it is what it is. It ain't no pretend, though.
It's still like that, though. That's, we watched the verses.
Man. Man. What the hell? Yeah.
Crazy.
We didn't expect nothing less, though. I mean, it's 3 years.
Because y'all had beef back in the past.
But we didn't expect it because we've been doing shows with them.
Oh, like, you've been doing
shows? Since then, like, plenty of shows, so we didn't understand. It's like me. I'm in the back trying to, you know, act like I ain't there. I'm in the back, I'm drinking Ciroc, you know, like, yeah, hey, it's my chat. They up there fighting. I'm like, who? What? I come up there, and I'm seeing everybody get held back. I'm thinking this all that happened. So I go, what they want to do? I'm thinking, like, it's finna get started. What they talking about? Well, you know, like, we've been doing shows with these for applause. What they doing? Woo-woo. Not knowing that it had popped out.
Right.
I didn't know this shit to the room.
Damn.
I got back to the room, looked online, and said, oh, what? I was even more mad.
Man, anytime you got more than four niggas and some liquor, somebody about to get to arguing or bumping or something.
Something gonna happen.
Four niggas and some liquor, that's all it takes.
Yeah. I ain't have a clue. And it take you to call some ugly motherfuckers, too. It take that, too.
Yeah.
It gonna go down.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, that happens when you get on that liquor.
Yeah.
You get on that goddamn tequila, it's everybody's subject to be an ugly motherfucker. Depends on how much of that shit you
everybody in the room, ugly fuck. Fuck everybody. All my mama, y'all ugly fuck. Everybody. Cameraman, everybody. All y'all.
And then it be the ugliest nigga calling everybody
ugly. Hey, you, ugly head. Whoever laughs over there, you ugly as hell.
What that liquor make you feel like that, man?
That's all. Hey.
Yeah, but it was all love, man, you know.
It was an age-appropriate scuffle, though. It was real age-appropriate. It wasn't nothing but some scuffling.
Go, Nick, move, nigga.
Then you gotta think they were thinking about the money too. You know,
the streets get the bag, out for man. A minute.
Let's my motherfucker had to peel right back and get the bag real quick.
Hey man.
Let's get paid.
Mine. That shit was finna go left.
Come on, man.
I'm glad it was a black event though. Cause, you know, there's some black people running there. They're gonna pay you.
Yeah,
you know how that shit be. Don't nobody plan to fuck up now.
Nah. It was all like, did y'all like the verses?
Hell yeah.
Who y'all think won?
Well, I mean.
No, tell the truth. Shit. I know y'all got politics to be politic.
We got a politic, man.
Man, political aspirations.
Who they told you? Who they say won when y'all were leaving?
Who was the score?
You was there. Did you get a trophy?
What was the score?
This shit. I mean, I thought it was.
And know. I think it's also regional, too. I think a lot of depending on the region that people from. So for the South, I think a lot of us feel that it was 3-6. But I also think the Midwest. But I fuck with both. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we just gonna have to keep it like they had. When they was running shit up north, man, they had the whole rap game. They used to tell us our shit was garbage all the time.
Oh, they was talking
bad. That shit garbage. You see, God don't like ugly.
God
don't like
ugly. Bad, bro.
Boy, God don't like ugly. You dick. Your shit is trash, son. Yo, all this goddamn. Yo, man, this shit is fucking shit. Yo, niggas ain't got no tips. Niggas ain't got no tips on MVP.
Now even the New York niggas don't believe in New York rap. They be like, yo, sir, what the fuck is this, sir?
Yo, don't rap like that no more.
Yo, sir, don't ever say those bars ever again.
I'm gonna tell y'all, I was excited to see. Ooh. Even though I knew he was coming, but I still was excited to see him. Turns out, man.
Oh, Turns Out came out?
Mine.
He that came out there. Yeah. No, yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
That fucked me up.
No, I saw it. Watch it.
He came out and was dead the fuck serious.
Yeah.
Oh.
He ain't remember all the words.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah. He didn't remember all the words, I think.
he ain't never seen the movie, man. Crazy.
I don't watch myself. He one of them actors.
You know what I mean?
I never watch me. If you watch yourself, that takes a piece of your soul.
That sounds like some shit he'll say.
You think I can't watch me?
I don't even want him to be Terrence Howard no more, man. He could just be DJ from Hustle and Flow from here on out, man.
Man. He did show up, though. Man. That shit was big, though.
Yeah.
Did he kick it to get the accent and shit? Or he just kind of like...
He made up the accent.
Well, you know, Hustle and Flow was filmed in Memphis, so...
Yeah.
He had to, you know, get around a couple of folks to get it.
So he was in the studio a little bit.
Yeah.
He might have been in the studio with a 3-6 session.
Yeah.
He's an actor, man. He can fake that shit.
How he talk when he get home?
Oh my God! Such a long day on set. This accent is really, really troublesome. I just don't understand. Like, why would anybody choose to suck an apple? Just places I can't reach in my cerebral cortex.
Fucking stupid.
I know, man. We're gonna stop this shit. This show is gonna be our fucking downfall. People are gonna watch this shit and think we are terrible people.
Oh, that's all right.
Hey, Molly and JG were good, you know? Great.
Yeah. There's a lot of Memphis, like I said, y'all was up on some shit.
Man.
Early.
Ball and G, though, is like. Nigga, them niggas was like the first.
How many of y'all
93, right?
See people still together like that? Sure. Like, them folks flew in together. A-Ball and JG, they flew in together.
Yeah.
They walked together. They went, we ate at the same restaurants. We was riding first class. They was in the same seats.
Yeah.
Who's still together like that?
No fucking body.
Right.
Like, Bert and Ernie ain't even together no more.
For real. Bert and Ernie ain't even together no more. Shit, everybody done broke up. Hey man, where Ernie at? Fuck Ernie.
Damn.
Motherfucker, like off me, you ask me about motherfucking Ernie.
Damn, that shit just came on.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Hey.
Maybe your
computer knew she was here. Nigga, she needs to hear
it. Play that shit.
She came back on.
Oh, shit.
Hey, but that is dope, though. You know, the longevity, man.
Man, for real. Yeah, they energy is good.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's just legend just to see y'all two together.
Come on, man. Like,
for real. We
for
all on separate planes. They rode beside each other.
I believe them niggas' regular conversation got to sound like rap.
What that be saying?
I don't know. It's just, nigga, everything that they say, that shit just, it's got to be the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we just lost Dolph, you know.
God damn. Man,
rest in peace,
Dolph. I wasn't going to bring it up. Yeah. I'm still mourning.
Yeah.
Man, rest in peace, Dolph. You know, everything I do, I'm going to try to bring him up. Like I tell people,
that's
you know,
real.
It could have been any of me being dope. I ain't choosing no side. I just feel like Memphis, man, we got our own style, our own cultures. Anybody putting on for the city, man, deserves to live, especially in the city. You know what I'm saying? In the city. Now, let us go somewhere else and then something happen, but come on, man, in the city, though.
Yeah, no, nothing supposed to happen to you at home.
Man, so, you know, I hate it happen. I hate it with a passion, but, you know, Memphis, we got to do better. Got to do better. Dolph is, you know, the hood homeboy.
You, hey.
He got too comfortable. I ain't gonna take that away from him, but who would ever thought it? We never thought it. We miss him get too comfortable. Nobody say, nigga, you too comfortable. So why y'all saying it now?
Right.
You know, don't wait till nigga get killed then try to tell him what he shouldn't have did.
Right.
Somebody should have been telling him that when he was doing it in a lab.
Hindsight.
You know, don't knock him for being him after he died. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just being him.
That's real.
You know.
Yeah. Should let that marry. But
rest in peace, Dolph, man.
Rest
you know.
In peace.
Never gonna be forgotten. He got his own street, you know.
Come on.
Adolph Junior Boulevard.
Yeah, Adolph Junior Boulevard. Come on, man.
And the crazy part about it, like, I was just watching this Drink Champs the other day, and they asked him about, y'all got Air Express Boulevard. He said, yeah, it should be called Dolph Boulevard. I said, well, guess what, nigga? You got your own boulevard now, nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, you smoke that bitch up, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
You got it now.
Yeah. He talked a lot of shit up, too.
Yeah, he spoke it up.
Yeah. Lil Chad, what's your social media so they can follow you?
My social media, y'all follow me on IG. It's Lil Chad, LACHAT underscore IG. My Twitter, at The Real Lil Chad, that's DA REALLACHAT. If y'all want to book me, it's Lil Chat Bookings, LACHATBOOKINGS.com.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Let's go.
We appreciate you stopping through the trail.
Memphis Legend.
Thank y'all for
Memphis
having
Legend.
Me. Memphis Legend.
85 South Show. Stay tuned.
Anytime y'all in Memphis, please. Let me know. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah,
well, I know anyway, cause I keep track. You
that's
know.
My spot.
Y'all ain't gonna tell me. I'm like, I see y'all.
Yeah.
Let's get a pick. You ready?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Jump on the couch.
All right.
Chicken,
did they
hey,
get,
auntie.
Is that like the wheelchair special? You only get that drink if you're in a wheelchair?
You got to let your skirt down. I see it.
Yeah, that seatbelt got that little puss out. You better put that little puss up.
That motherfucker up.
Hey, don't put
all
it up.
All right.
They'll put it up. You already know.
That motherfucker fat.
She can take a dick, too. She don't feel nothing. Go ahead. Keep fucking.
You crazy as hell. You think that little pussy don't work. She can't walk, but if you rub that clit like this, both legs look like this.
The nightlife song.
Yeah, nightlife with Dro.
Man, stop.
Yeah, this nigga.
You fuck with me, man. You fuck with me.
Man, that nigga studied that
shit. He ain't know it.
He studied
you
the shit.
You ain't know it.
He studied the shit before
now,
the show.
Now, if you ain't know it, that's
all
us
had
bro.
To research.
And I thought it was cool.
They bro. Slide that bitch in this room.
Watch that nigga.
Watch now.
Watch now, man. Man.
He got with my outfit. He got with my size outfit.
Nah, cause he the type of nigga where it's like, you would be cool with him.
Him. Oh, uh-huh. Shit.
But then you'll never know that he ain't cool with you.
You ain't cool with me now?
Hey, man.
I fuck with
just
you,
watch
man.
How that nigga move, man. You could be
so
cool.
Tell me to stay
all I'm saying is, I done seen the nigga be a one-sided friend.
So, like, what's the best Christmas gift you ever got?
Hey, man, you can't ride with me here no more.
Yeah, I didn't know he was gonna be here. I hope he bought that shit.
Merry Christmas, everybody. 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 You gon' make me catch your body. If I catch you with somebody. You gon' make me catch your body. If she catch me with somebody.
One of your coldest ones was with Lunel.
Oh, Lunel.
Yeah.
That was one of the coldest cool. freestyles.
Yeah. Lunel?
The one with Lunel.
For real?
And the,
yeah.
I'm trying to
I
think of the other
one.
Cause I be kicking that shit.
The hey, one y'all
that's
did with
what
Trill
I do. Bill. I just be kicking that shit like it's some shit on my shoe.
Let's
I like
go.
Some shit on my boot. Cause ooh. I be telling the truth. I like it tight, but that's all right. Cause I be making it loose. I tell ooh. The truth when I come. I tell the truth when I go. Mm-hmm. I know the difference between a dirty bitch
and
a shiesty hoe. But they don't know that. I be knowing that they don't know though. Wow. So I be trying to dodge these hoes. Don't take no photos.
Don't take no photo. Bitch ain't no surprise.
Yeah.
Don't take no photo. Bitch, look at my eyes.
Yo, I think I was 19, and my oldest was 42.
That ain't necessarily no cougar, though.
The hell are you talking
what?
About? I'm 19, 42.
She just older than you.
19 and 42, what you wanted me to be 70, my boy? That cougar is never gonna work.
60?
Oh, my God. I ain't gonna get no cookie back these head. I know, cause the coochie don't work.
Bitch, you just don't want to give me some head. She's still young.
She wanna jack you off. Bitch, stop touching me.
She's still young.
That's young, man.
Yeah. She wouldn't jack me off all day. Stop. I don't want you to jack me off.
Please. Yes, you do. Them old women got some soft ass hands.
Hell no. Nah. I'm not gonna be in no fucking no bitch hand, bro.
I'm gonna put in an order. We got signed, shot a video, and then we quit.
And went crazy.
No, we quit.
Why?
We was doing too much, getting too much money, moving around too much.
Cause I know after the album, yeah, I know y'all did do what the hell y'all wanted to do.
Y'all quit after.
Y'all had a couple hits.
Yeah, cause
I'm talking about a couple.
The album came out 04. We quit like 05.
I had Rocky Hill. Beat your ass.
Yeah.
Nuggets Stilettos.
Stilettos.
Mm-hmm. Then they had been the whole album. It
yeah,
so
but we was doing like 3 shows a night from Thursday to Sunday. At that point, we didn't care about the money. We didn't care about...
You wanted to live life, right?
Yeah, we wanted to see our friends. So we told our manager, was like, hey, we don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
We just quit. He was like, what? Wait, I'm finna go to D4L, start booking in. We was like, go. We quit.
And then ever since then, y'all just...
And then we was like, hey, the money's starting to dry up. We finna rap again. We did the second album. And then we quit again.
People don't understand. Like,
we ain't fall off. We really quit, cuz shit be lame sometimes.
Don't ask me why I'm laying on the couch. Cause niggas been asleep on 85 South Shore the whole time. Cat, what's the app?
Channel 85.
Channel 85?
Yep, that's how they did it. Y'all on my channel 85.
Oh, bro, so we got a whole streaming service.
Yes, sir.
I've been telling people it's an app.
Streaming service.
No, it's a streaming service. That's how you can go and get all the exclusive content. You can watch the car show.
Like, we got a whole lot of shows we've been working on. People don't know. That's why I want to, they don't never see me lay on this couch. But once I found out they would sleep on 85 South Show, I'm gonna start sleeping. I'm literally gonna start sleeping on 85 South Show. Cause that's what they've been doing. Bro, we got a whole streaming service with content they never seen before. Live show, when the live show is gonna be on YouTube. They gonna be on the streaming joint. We done put all the, no, go download the app, streaming service app. It do look like a movie, Channel 85. When y'all go, no, go get the, all right, man. It's Channel 85. They sleep on 85 South Show, man. This couch comfortable as hell, but it's nasty. I feel like this is a real trap couch. When they can go get it? Right now.
Right now on Apple and Android.
You don't have the promo code. It ain't one. That's how new it is. It's out right now. If you still watching this and you don't have the app, it's on everything, bro. It's on every app store. Apple TV, Android. I don't know what they use, Google Play. It's on Google Play. It's on Google Play. It's on the Apple Store. It's on Roku. You should just search it and see what it come up on. I'm going to sleep, though. They sleep. They sleep, bro. Joe, what you got to say? Man, we got to make a little button where you could just hear Joe laugh over and over again. That'll be hard. Whatever, man. Get the stream. Go stream this shit if you want to see the shit you ain't see. Good night, man.